But really, Twitter is a social broadcast network, and that is real time and public, and that makes us quite different from other social networking sites. While you can make your tweets private, really the value of the platform is in its public nature, and we see the great majority of our users engaging with the platform in a public way. Which means that from the child protection perspective, we face a lot of challenges on a daily basis. And we see about 1 billion tweets every 2 days. To put that into context, it took us 3 years, 2 months, and 1 day to see the first billionth tweet, and now we're seeing 1 billion tweets every 2 days. That makes pre-moderation a task that is impossible and not scalable, and it's yet another challenge that we have to cope with, the amount of tweets that we are seeing on a daily basis. We have 25% of our users in desktop and 75% of them in mobile. And this is key when it comes to safety, because Twitter really was created for mobile, and that makes us very different to other social networking sites like Facebook that were created for desktop. We see a lot of accounts being created from mobile devices, which means that sometimes solutions like IP blocking that other companies might use to prevent persistent abuse are not really available to us, because the IP addresses that we see tend to have a lot of noise, so good accounts and bad accounts, because users are creating those accounts and engaging with them through mobile phones. So yet another challenge to face on the safety side. 140 characters is very small amount of characters, so as you can imagine, we sometimes lack a lot of context when we encounter abuse reports. And that's why it's important that our reporting mechanisms are very thorough and that we're constantly asking for context from reporters of abuse. But when it comes to child protection, it's also important that we bear in mind that pseudonyms can be used for abusive purposes. Sometimes the 140 characters can be quite challenging because we don't have all of the context to verify whether a threat is credible or not. And we're always looking at elements such as, is the location being shared, so the why, the how, and the when. Do we have a time element? Do we know how it's going to be carried out? Is there any weapons involved, etc.? So we're looking at all of these elements and always asking for context from the reporter. But what's very important to note here is that we also encourage users to contact law enforcement if they feel that their physical safety is at risk. We want to take action on content on our site that can cause harm in the real world, but it's also important that law enforcement get involved if somebody feels at risk. So we have a lot of messaging, and we work very closely with law enforcement in getting this messaging right and out to the reporters when we receive related reports. In terms of child exploitation, which we discussed a little bit earlier today, we clearly don't allow it on Twitter, and we have zero tolerance for it. And we work very closely with the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, which is NCMEC. And NCMEC helps disseminate any information about users that might be infringing our rules on this area. When we encounter abuse of this type, we suspend the accounts and report to NCMEC, which then liaises with the appropriate law enforcement agency in the different countries in which we operate. So it's important that we are not just reactive but proactive in this area. This is the one area where we can't just rely on the community to flag content to us, because the reality is that a pedophile is not likely to report another pedophile. And for that reason, we have proactive technology that has been deployed on the site. The main technology is called PhotoDNA, which was developed by Microsoft in conjunction with the Dartmouth College. And it's a technology that maps hashes on an image. And an image is made of hashes, just like our DNA. So when you have another image that matches very closely the hashes of one that is known, it flags, it sends a flag to the system. So that when there's well-known images of child abuse that we know of within our database, if somebody uploads an image matching them, we know straight away that account has to be suspended and has to be investigated and reported to law enforcement. Because one of the most powerful mechanisms to prevent abuse is to block and ignore the content. We have seen this time and time again, people that were feeling harassed, once they block and ignore that content, the person tends to give up after a while. That being said, of course, we would want to receive those reports as well, so we encourage their reports so that we can take appropriate action.